describe the alternative ways of asking if a particular predictor has a relationship with a criterion that is unique from a set of other predictors. And there are four. The first one is the regression weight for that variable in a multiple regression model. If I want to know whether X has unique contribution, and it's unique relative to the other predictors, I put them all in a model, and if this regression weight is statistically significantly different from zero, X tells me something that none of the others do. Make sense? So one way to test the unique contribution of a variable to a model, build that model, look at the regression weight for that predictor. The other two both involve comparing nested models, and that is, I can either do it by starting with the larger model, and then asking if a model without X does as well. Or I can start with the smaller model and build up to the larger model. I don't know how to turn this off. I'll call back when I'm out of class. Sorry. You know, run a 12 gig web page, no real problem. Make the cell phone work, beyond me. Yes? Hands up. That was great. Just right over. All she did was stick her left hand out. All right, so it doesn't matter if we start with the larger model, take X away and see if it matters. Or if we start with a smaller model, add X and see if it improves. Either way, did you get it already? That's it? Well, keep it over there then. It's not going to ring anymore. No sense me having if it's not going to ring. These, either way, ask, does X tell me anything that the other variables don't? Make sense? And the last approach is to take the multiple semi-partial. What's the relationship between Y and X, controlling X for Z, A, and B?
Say that one again more time. I know it's
the multiple semi-partial.
Yeah.
What's the relationship between Y and X, controlling X for Z, A, and B? These four things all do the same thing. What does X tell me that none of the other variables tell me? Does X have a unique contribution to this particular model? How are we doing? And it's really important, both pragmatically and theoretically, to have a feel for which things overlap, which things are equivalent. In part because it will get you looking for equivalencies. You know that I can use a t-test, an f-test, or a dummy-coded correlation and get the same thing for a two between groups comparison. It's important that you understand that. Here's another set of multiple ways of getting to the same thing.